do you know what's going on here? Oh wow, here's the yofi, here's the yofi. Rubies and diamonds and pearls and gems. Mamash, we're so lucky. Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating our wonderful shiur, the beginning of the new wonderful zman that we have here, for the wonderful success of our students, Barbara Wachspress, and also Le'ilui Nishmat, and her husband, her dear husband, and Le'ilui Nishmat, Beryl Ben Yosef, Goldie Bat Bernard, Aaron David Ben Yosef, Osnat Bat Moshe, Yosef Ben Aaron, Betov Shar Nishmot, Bnei Israel. When a person got that zchut, that merit, to connect himself to something real, to something pure, people can spend years and lifetimes on achieving nothing, on doing nothing, not progressing, not achieving nothing, and they can be religious, and they can be called Frum, and they can be called the chief rabbi of the town, and whatever, and they so far, no connection to Hashem, no connection to truth, And a person can be so low and so far, and no one even going to know that he's Jewish, and no one going to know nothing about him, and he can be even not Jewish. And to be so close to Hashem, so close, really, to he can smell Hashem, he can taste Hashem, he can think about Hashem, he feels Hashem, and he's going to have life for the world to come, and the other person will not. Because tzaddik be'emunato yichyeh, a righteous man going to live in the world to come according to the faith that he had in this world. So if you believed in Hashem, you're going to be able to recognize Hashem in the world to come. But if you didn't have Hashem Yitbarach with you, and you just knew halachot, and you just knew some rules, so okay. There was one person that was very cheap. And one of the righteous people, maybe it was, I don't remember. I read it in one of my children's books. That story on the tzaddikim. One of the tzaddikim was going and collecting charity tzedakah from the people, from the public in his city. And he came to that rich and cheap person's house, and he knocked at his door. He opened the door. He told him, "I'm collecting money." He told him, "Oh, you're more than welcome." Took him into his office, let him sit, and he's all fat and happy. And looking at him, he says, "What do you need the tzedakah for?" And he tells him, orphans and chatan vekala, urgent things, people mamash needs money, very important. And he's looking, opening his treasure box, his thick wallet, opens, mamash, full with bills and coins, everything, and takes out half of a quarter or something, I don't know, a penny. And he tells him, with two hands, "That's my charity." And he's laughing, he's so happy, he's enjoying. So that rabbi looks at him and tells him, "I want you to give more." He said, "What? It's not charity? You don't think it's charity? What did I give you? I gave you charity. This is my share, this is what it is." So he told him, "But you can give more." He told him, "Yes, but I will have a life in the world to come, right?" He told him, "Yes." And then that rabbi told him, "Yes, you will. But I'm going to explain to you how it's going to look." He told him, "You're going to come to the world to come, and they're going to tell you you don't have a share in the world to come. And then you're going to fight, and you're going to say, 'No, but I deserve to have a share in the world to come.'" He said, "Okay. Based on what?" He said, "All of my charity." That person claimed that he never said no to no poor person. He always gave half of a penny to everyone. Ding! but he always gives to everyone that asks. Always. So he told him, and they're going to tell you, "Okay, you're right. You gave a lot of coins, a lot of charity here." And then they're going to bring you to your place in heaven. And you're going to enter, and it's very, 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 very narrow. And you're going to enter, and you're going to think that it's a hole that's going to, hallway that's going to bring you to, and it's not going to bring you nowhere. And then you're going to start screaming, "Hey, what's going on?" They're going to tell you, "Hey, we collected all of your coins, and we built what that you deserve. It depends on how much you give, how much you receive." It's true. You can be Yotzei Ide Chova with being religious. No problem. You can wake up every morning and to go daven nets and dip in the mikveh. And mamash, you have kippah and tzitziot. And mamash, you are religious. Mamash, you're religious. No doubts about it. But where is Hashem in your life? Where is Hashem? When you don't know what to do, who are you calling? If you're not calling, Hashem is barach. So Hashem is not part of your life. Wake up, wake up. Hashem is not part of your life. And when you wake up to look for Hashem Yitbarach, and when you scream, Ribono Shel Olam, help me, help me. He's answering. He's with you. He's with you in the difficulties, in the hardest times of your life. He's gonna open up your wisdom to find Him. Min ha-metzar karati ya, anani b'merchavya. Hashem opened for me His place. Yes, yes. You think I'm kidding? I want you all to be rich. I want you all to be rich. I want you all to be happy. I want you all to succeed. I want us all to dance together, to be together, to eat together, to always be together. This is my heart. This is my will. This is my holy desire. That all of Am Yisrael gonna succeed. That all of us gonna be together. My dreams are not for me. I'm dreaming for you. I'm dreaming for you. I'm praying for you. I'm doing everything that I can do just for you. Baruch Hashem, and I have Baruch Hashem good results. And you're going to have them better and better, always, always. Just one success, going to chase the other, and we're all going to have amazing life together. You don't know. You don't know what I'm planning for you guys. Amen. You don't know. Baruch Hashem. So, we are in Torah Lamed Chet 38. Markevot Paro v'chelo yara bayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot the chariots of Paro and all of his soldiers deep into the sea. V'zeh b'chinat ruach se'ara osa devaro. That's also the storm, that's also the wind of storm, storm wind is obeying to the voice of Hashem Yitbarach. Means that even the difficulties that you have, even the hard times, even your yetzarah, your bad thoughts, your fears, your anxieties, your craziness, your confusions, your downs, your sadnesses, your fears, you don't know what to do, all of that is from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem gives permission to the angel to make you crazy, to make you scared, that you're going to ask for Hashem Yitbarach from that place. Moshe was entering into the fog, into the clouds, because he knows that Hashem is there. Am Israel are afraid to do that. We need to connect ourselves to Moshe and to follow Moshe. You're not going counting on your own powers. No, the truth is that you know that you're not able to deal with nothing. But when you scream to Hashem, like we said before, like Rabbeinu is bringing Torah 12 in the second part of Likutei Moharan, that question, Ayeh, Hashem, where are you? Becomes to be Haseh Le'olah. Ayeh, Haseh Le'olah. It becomes to be the sacrifice that is atoning from all of your avonot. You become to be clean. And not only that, it's the Seh of Yitzchak, the Ayeh Shel Yitzchak. Means that it's atoning for the generations also, forever. The fact that you scream to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, where are you? And you didn't scream, Hashem, I love you. You didn't scream, Hashem, I know you're there. You screamed, where are you? I cannot see you. Ayeh, Efata. It wasn't at Filah, in Dveikut, in Misirut Nefesh. You were just screaming, I cannot see you, Hashem. That screaming is so important. Hashem Yitbarach, He wants the truth. He's got a desire for the truth. The seal of Hashem Yitbarach is truth. When you say words of truth, they're going to show you the openings to go out from all kinds of darkness. Ha'emet, ta'ir. The truth is going to illuminate. So you're in the deepest darkness of them all. You don't have no solutions. You don't know how to do tshuva even. You don't know. Your wife, she can rebuke you on things that you say, what she wants? I don't understand. Life are pushing you to the corners. You don't know how I'm going to pay the rent, what I'm going to do. You don't know what to do. You have questions. What I'm going to do in 10 years? How I'm going to feed my children? What I'm going to do? Things that you don't have no answers to. If you're going to scream to Hashem Yitbarach from point of truth, you're going to say to Hashem, I don't know what to do. I don't have a solution. I need you to help me. That's going to open doors and windows for you in the middle of the darkness. And you're going to see the brightness of Hashem Yitbarach in your life. And there's going to be a path over there. If you don't have the truth so strong, so every step you need to, it's a risk. You don't know what to do. But when you have truth, you can walk with your eyes closed. You just walk. You cross the distance. You cross the desert. You cross the sea, the ocean. Can you understand that really, that amazing story of Kriyat Yam Suf really happened? Can you understand it? I told you that once I was in Elat and I was looking for a mikveh in Elat, and there is one, Baruch Hashem, maybe more even, I found one. And on the way from the hotel to the other side of the city to find the mikveh, there was a secular Jew, a Chiloni, hitchhiking. So I stopped for him, and I, with my costume, Haredi, religious, and he's jumping on the car, and we're driving, and I'm looking at the sea, and he's looking at the sea, and I told him, can you believe it that Hashem Yitbarach opened the sea to Moshe and his nation, and Am Yisrael, to all of us? Look at the sea. And he's looking at me, and he tells me, you're asking me that question? I should ask you. You should believe in that. I told him, yes, I know I should believe in it. But can you imagine that yourself, that really it happened? This is how we started to talk. Really? You can be religious and do the Seder every year and to lie in front of the Agadah every year. I'm telling you, my son, if you're going to stand in front of the sea and your son is behind you, you believe that Hashem is going to open? You call Adam, every person need to say that, no, the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't save my ancestors. He is saving me now. Can you say that? With a straight heart, do you have that faith that Hashem can open the sea for you? This is faith. This is simple faith. It's not high-level faith. It's faith. If you believe that there is Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is capable, able to do everything. He is Baal HaKochot Kulam. He's got all of the powers. And if you don't have that faith, the people are going to say, oh, he's crazy. No problems. Why? Because they don't have faith. And they don't even want to have faith. Faith is that you believe that Hashem can do everything. He wants to. And what's the problem? Nachshon ben Aminadab, he's jumping into the Red Sea, jumping with his shoes, with his jeans, with his belt, with his backpack. He's jumping. He didn't remove his Rolex. He's jumping into the water. He's sure that Hashem is going to make a miracle. Why? Because there was no other option. Not because he knew there was no prophecy, nothing. Just there was no other option according to his logic. He looked at things. He checked, can we come back to Egypt? No. Can we fight with the Egyptians? No. Can we run to this side? No. To that side? No. Can we fly? No. So Hashem has to open the sea, and He's doing it. You need to cross that sea also in your life. And to scream to Hashem Yitbarach, Mimtzulot Yam Totzi'eni, from the depths of the sea, save me, save me, save me, save me. There's nothing else to do. Mimtzulot Yam, from the depths of the sea. Because I imagine to myself that I'm under the waves, that I'm under the water, that I'm under the rules of nature. So take me out from that. From that perspective. From that lack of faith. From being ignorant. From being boor. That he doesn't have faith. From being an Ama Aretz. That doesn't count on Hashem. Ama Aretz. We're learning Gemarot, Mishnayot, Ama Aretz, Ama Aretz. You're an Amaretz. I'm an Amaretz. If you don't believe, who is an Amaretz? An Amaretz is the person that is not with Hashem. Who is a Talmid Chacham? A Talmid Chacham is the person that if he sinned, he went and done tshuva on it. He is the one that recognized righteous people and he went to help them. He gave his heart to the righteous people. He gave his heart to the Torah. He gave his heart to Am Yisrael. He's doing tshuva when he's been rebuked. He likes it and he wants to do tshuva. That's a Talmid Chacham. What's the difference between a Talmid Chacham and an Amaretz? A Talmid Chacham, he wants Hashem Yitbarach and he doesn't care about himself at all. And an Amaretz, he's hungry and he's tired and he needs to eat something to think about what you just said. And Bezat Hashem, he'll call you back. And then it's going to take a while. And this is it. This is an Amaretz. So it's in your hands to choose. You want to be Chaver. You want to be a friend. חבר אני לכל אשר יראוך. You need to be ירא שמיים. When we're saying לא יראני האדם וחי, הקדוש ברוך הוא is saying לא יראני האדם וחי. A person cannot see me and to stay alive. I could never see and could never understand it. How? משה רבנו שא השם. Even that Moshe Bora Olam is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot see my face. So see my back. Okay, but still he saw him. When it's written, Lo Yirani Adam V'chai, a person cannot see me. So how could Moshe saw him? And actually, it is written, Pe El Pe Adaber Bo, mouth to mouth, face to face. Panim El Panim Diber Hashem Imachem. Hashem was talking to us face to face. And when you do it bodedut, you know that you can see Hashem. You don't need to be a prophet. Yechezkel said, "Vayireh et ha'Elokim." I saw God. Rabbi Nathan said, "Vayireh et ha'Elokim," like Yechezkel HaNavi, the prophet said. You can see God. It's not that you cannot see Him. So what means lo yirani adam v'chai? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking, lo yirani adam v'chai? You think that a person that doesn't have yirat shamayim, he is alive? He is not alive. If you don't have Yirat Shamayim, you're not alive. Lo Yirani Adam V'chai, you think that he is alive, you think that you're alive if you're not afraid from Hashem, if you don't love Hashem. Like Rabbeinu said, Mi she'en lo emunah chayav enam chayim. If you don't have faith, you cannot call your life life. It's not life. You're suffering while you're eating, you're suffering while you're talking, you're suffering while you're learning, you're suffering while you need to bring parnasah, because all of the time it's you over there and it's not Hashem. But when Hashem is in the picture, so you don't need to be afraid of nothing. You have all of your confidence on Hashem Yitbarach, and then you have endless confidence and courage and powers, and because Hashem is with you. David HaMelech is saying, "Kol goyim sevavuni." If all of the nations are going to surround me, b'shem Hashem ki'amilam, with the name of Hashem Yitbarach, by the power of Hashem, by the power of Hashem. We don't have no power. Who's got powers? No one have powers. No one have powers. He is Takif, Ubala, Kochot Kulam. And he's got all of the powers. And when you connect yourself to him, you connect yourself to infinity. And you have all of the powers to do what? What you gonna do now? Hashem's will. How can you tell what Hashem's will is? Are you a prophet? You're Moshe Rabbeinu. You hear the voice of Hashem from the clouds. You hear the voice of Hashem from the quiet, like Eliyahu Navi in the Me'ara, in the desert of Sinai. Who are you to know? You cannot know. You need to believe in yourself. That if you know that you try to do the best that you can do, it's going to be right. Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me. It means that I'm going to succeed. Even if I'm jumping into Red Sea, into Yam Suf, and no one commanded me to do that, and no one told me that it's the right thing to do, but Hashem is going to be there with me. That confidence. This is bitachon b'Hashem Yitbarach. That you do, na'aseh v'nishma. We're going to do, and then we're going to see. Then we're going to hear. First of all, we're going to do. You're signing contracts without having money, and you go to Beit Midrash without having parnasah, and you're cutting yourself from a lot of habits that were giving you fun and happiness and satisfaction before that you know what's going to replace that. And you move, uproot yourself from the exile, and you move to Eretz Israel without knowing that for sure you have a flat and an apartment and financial solutions, and you don't have nothing. And you're getting married without knowing that woman, only after 3, 4, 5 dates, and this is it, and you don't really know who her parents and who is she. You don't know. This is the path of Judaism. That you believe in Hashem Yitbarach. You believe in the Creator. That He will help me. And if this is my Shidduch, so that is my Shidduch. And if that is my Shidduch, so that is my Shidduch. Rav Shalom said, you can have Shalom Bayit with the devil. What's the problem? You just need to say, yes, yes, man. Yes, man. Yes, devil. What's the problem? No problem. If you want to serve Hashem. But if you want your life to look like a drama, like a comedy, like something pink from the movies, I don't know. Okay, so then you have to be Litvish. You cannot be Hasid. It's true, you cannot be Hasid like that. It's true, you cannot. You cannot. You cannot. One of the students asked me, so what can I do not to have a future like you have? I told him, you have to leave class. You cannot continue to stay close to me. This is it. You really want to have sweet, calm, regular life, you're going to have to leave class. So, okay, we're closing our eyes. You have 5 minutes to go. Everyone that wants to hide, everyone that wants to go. empty class. Rav Shalom said, if you dare, you should say to Hashem, don't dare. I tell you, don't dare. Don't try that. Don't try that at home. Don't try that in the field. He said, a person that really wants to commit himself to Hashem Yitbarach is going to tell Hashem, I don't want to receive nothing from you until I pray on that thing enough. I don't want nothing until I'm going to have enough prayers to receive it. Because if not, it's going to damage me. And you can see that. People that got married without preparing themselves enough to that, they haven't read Garden of Peace enough, they haven't prayed on it enough, they haven't decided really what they really want to do with their life. They imagined, okay, I'll be married and we'll gonna go to her parents once in a while. Imaginations. Her background, she was fight wrestling. She can kick you in a minute. She can break your knee. This is on the floor. You don't know who you're getting married with. You don't know. She can cut you to pieces and to eat you with chopsticks. You don't know what she can do to you. You don't know. You can never imagine. She looks so nice with that pink shirt and everything and rabbis. They're afraid of her parents. You don't know what's going on. And they were saying such nice things about her. You don't know. She can eat you alive. This is it. You don't know. You can never imagine. Parnassah, you say, oh no, but that person, he, that rabbi, he said he's going to help me. And that place, they're paying 2,000 shekels. In the day that you got married, Bibi Netanyahu decides no more support to Avrechim. And Yair Lapid is running the show from now on. And what you can do? No support to Avrechim. That rabbi doesn't hard for him at all to apologize. He's used to apologize over the phone. I'm so sorry. I know, I remember, I promise to you, I'm going to be there for you, but what can I do for now? Bezrat Hashem, hopefully, we'll be in touch. Don't call us, we'll call you. This is it. Even if you're going to call, you're going to hear this. It's a recording, it wasn't him. It's not him. There is no one there. It's only Hashem. Hashem is playing. Hashem is playing with you. Hashem wants you to believe. So Hashem is going to cut all of your fake, false connections to Him. And He's going to bring you to the truth. That you have only confidence, only faith. And faith is in the night. And confidence is in something that is not here. That you cannot see. That you cannot feel. That you need to believe that it exists. And you can learn on it only in the field. And only when it's hard. And when you are connected to your inner truth. Only then. Because when you are still a liar, you cannot connect yourself to truth. Only when you have truth inside, that you know that you're zero, that you know that you're far, that you know that you need Hashem, that you know that you don't have nothing else in life, only then you can connect yourself really to Hashem. And then you feel the illumination. It's a pleasure that no one can describe. Only when you feel it, you commit yourself to that. You say, this is the taste of life. This is what I want. This is real taste of life. This is life. This is life. That you pray and you've been answered. And you saw Hashem. That you think about something and suddenly you see such sparks, such lights, illuminations in your thoughts. That suddenly you see, you understand what's going on with me. And you see the brightness of the light of the Torah, the light of the Tzaddikim, the light of Hashem. Everything is open. What is the test? To continue. Not to continue the success. Not to continue the light. The light is not in your hands. The light is the light of Hashem. To continue with the will. To continue to go to the field always. When you have parnasa and when you don't have parnasa. Because if, when you have parnasa, you will not going to go to the field. When you will not going to have parnasa, you will not remember the way to the field. The path. You will forget it. This is why we've been commanded. To remember and not to forget, and to put tefillin every morning, and to pray shachrit every morning, and to do shah every day, and to do chatzot every night, and to go to the mikveh even when you're pure, and to do tshuva even if you haven't sinned. Because you have to get used to that, because every Jewish person have to go through thousands of up and downs in his life. And nothing gonna save you from that. Not Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu gonna make those downs for you. Gonna save you also. You ask Hashem Yitbarach, why do I have those downs? Hashem is smiling. I made those downs. What do you want? I want you to go down. I need David HaMelech to scream from the depths. From the lowest place of hell. Hashem needs him to scream from there. You don't know what you're going to do with your screams. You want to serve me or you want to serve yourself? If you're here to serve yourself, okay, so go, learn animation, make a cartoon for yourself, imaginary lifetime. Wonderful. One is Robin Hood, one is Zorro, one is Clint Eastwood chasing enemies, one is a busy Yasamnik, one is a street fighter. Everyone, you can be Van Damme, Schwarzenegger, whoever you want. People still today live in the 60s and they're so stoned and happy and walking barefoot and mamash and whatever. You can dream whatever dream you want, no problems. The market is full. Everything is good. You can put your hand on every kind of drugs, on every kind of imagination that you want. And today you can have it in front. You can be sober and to live in imagination. In front of your 3D, your computer. This is it. No problems. You can be a fairy. You can be whatever you want to be. You can imagine that you ride dragons and whatever, mamash. Imaginations. And one day you're also going to find that magic ring and you're going to learn the whisper. And you're confused. You're just dreaming. It's not real. It's never going to happen to you. It will never going to happen to you. Never. And it's not life. It's imaginations. It's curtains. It's lies. It's lies. It's lies. It's fake. It's not real. It's all surgeries. It's all not real. People are paying to create that imagination for you to buy it and to buy another dream and to follow those dreams. Yetzirah is coming in the center of the city and closing his hands and telling everyone, hey, you know what I have in my hand? And one is dreaming that he's got the key for the apartment, and one thinks that he's got the key for the car, and one thinks that it's a note with the number of his shidduch. And everyone in his needs, with his lackings, his weaknesses, his desires, he's imagining to himself that the Yetzirah holds what did he wish to have. And the end, the Yetzirah is running outside from the city, take you to the desert when you're 40 and you're 50 and you're tired and you're broke and you don't have nothing and you chase after him all of your life. And then he opens his hand and tells you, hey, go away from here. I don't have nothing. What do you want from me? And this is it. And he walks away. And you, empty-handed, look at yourself. Hey, I'm 50. Hey, I'm 60. I can be 30. Like if you're Yerei Shamayim, you're scared when you're 20. You say, hey, 20 years of my life I lost. What's going on? 40 years of my life I lost, chasing after imaginations. What is a woman to chase after a woman? What is a woman to chase after a woman? What are you going to get from her? What she can give you? What she can give you? What money can give you? If Hashem will stop you, you're going to have the biggest bank account. You have the biggest amount of money in the world. If Hashem will not going to give you the merit to do things, you will not going to do that. Every person that tells me I'm going to do something and then I'm going to have money and then I'm going to give and then I'm going to... I'm laughing inside. No one came back. No one came back. No one. It's imaginations. You tell yourself this is how you fulfill your obligation to your Yetzirah Tov. You're quieting yourself, saying to, no, I'll give. When I'll have, I'll give. Give today. Give 5 shekels today. Give 10 shekels today. Give $10 today. Know when you'll have, you'll give. Give. Give now. Who promised you you're going to wake up tomorrow? Maybe those 5 shekels that you're going to give today are going to give you an extension for another day, for tomorrow. And maybe if tomorrow you're going to give 10 shekels, you're going to live another day. You don't know what keeps you alive. Zakat, that's still me, that you know for sure. Give $5, give $10, give what you're able to give, but give. To make up stories, the Mishnah is telling. Don't say when I'm going to be free, when I'm going to be available, when I'm going to have the abilities, when I'm going to be rich, then I'm going to do, then I'm going to donate. How many families you helped before Pesach? How many families you helped before Pesach? How many families you helped before Pesach? That's the question. You need to ask yourself, what can I do? To one person, I made a mistake. I bought twice gambot, pilpel adom,
red pepper.
I bought twice red peppers. One of them was better than the first. The second one was better than the first one. I saw the first one. I didn't have what to do with it. Well, I'm going to come back with 15 red peppers to the house. It's a mistake. So I saw a person, Haredi person, walks in front of the vegetable store. I offered him that bag. I told him, listen, dude, maybe you need it. What? It cost 6 shekels, 7 shekels, $2. It's almost nothing. He was so happy. He was so happy. The smile that he had on his face to receive those red peppers was worth the amount of money that you can ever purchase. You cannot buy that smile except with mitzvah tzedakah. You just give. What you gave? 6 shekels you gave. $2 you gave. But I gave it with a smile. I told him, listen, I bought in an accident, in a mistake, twice red peppers. I don't need it. He said, why you give it to me? But why to me? He suddenly felt so important. You don't know what you've done in his life. You know, just that you can have a happy Pesach, Chag Sameach. You don't know what you've done to that person's life. You think that it's small. Think about yourself. How many times people just smile to you, and that smile changed your day? How many times the person just, mama, just hugged you, just told you, hey, let's sit, let's learn together. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you ask you, how are you? It can save a person that about to kill himself. You don't know. Maybe he's about to kill himself and you just gave him hope. Hey, people still think about me. People still care about me. There's a joke on that. There were two converts, Gerim, that they decided to convert, to do tshuva, and they mamash committed themselves to that, and they finished the conversion, and they looked for a nice Haredi community somewhere in the world, and they moved to that city, and the husband is going to Beit Midrash. Everyone ignores him, no one talks to him. Go to Beit Knesset, no one says hello, nothing. They said, alright, Bezot Hashem, maybe in Shabbos, they all dress up for Shabbos, white clothes, going to Beit Knesset, smiling to people. Like their heir, no one is looking at them. Like that, 1 month, 2 months, almost a year, and they in solitary, they don't know what to do. They feel horrible. So the husband says to the wife, listen, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe let's move. Let's go back home. So the wife, she tells him, maybe try again, maybe last time, go to the Beit Midrash today, maybe something gonna happen. To Beit Knesset, it was last Shabbos. Let's make it Shabbos. So they went in that. He went for shul in Shabbos, and he's going. And on the way out, someone is coming to him, telling, "Oh, hello, my dear friend. A long time didn't see." And he hugs him and kisses him. And I miss you so much. And he goes, and the husband comes back home. You don't know, mamash. I saw Hashem, like in Rav Dror's classes, I saw Hashem, mamash. She tells him, tell me, he said, my person came to me and he hugs me and he tells me, oh, I didn't see you so long, and mamash, he saw that I was missing. And the next day, he was so happy, he ran to the mikveh, went back to shul, that person comes to him and tells him, oh, I wanted to apologize, yesterday I mistaked you with someone else. Rabbi, I smile. A smile can save lives. A smile can save lives. a small mitzvah of tzedakah. And there is no mitzvah tzedakah that is higher than spiritual tzedakah. When you give someone advice and you tell him how to live his life and how to believe in Hashem, there is no charity that's going to be higher than that. And no one can say, I'm not able to give charity. I'm not able. If you count on Hashem, you should believe in yourself that you do have something to give, that also you can give. Thank you.